A very good home victory. Obviously beat a very good Philadelphia football team. Very impressed, throughout the week with the Eagles. They're very, very unique, and we felt strongly that, this game was going to come down to big play, the big play opportunities. And I thought our players did an excellent job in all three phases. Obviously, the returns for touchdowns were huge plays in the game. They challenge you so many different ways, particularly with their tempo. And, with that, there's more plays that will be part of a game when you do compete with Philadelphia. So feel good about what we accomplished today. But the reality is, we've got to continue to clean things up. But our last two home games, I think we've taken a step as a football team. But it's one game. We're 7-3. We need to go get this fourth division win in Minnesota. That's where we'll transfer, our thoughts to. Great crowd. Throwback day, 4-0 in the throwback jersey. So there's a statistic for you if you didn't have that. And great weekend for Wisconsin football. So with that, I'll take your questions.
You talked about the tempo. How did you feel you handled that?
Although I handled it very well. I thought our communication was seamless. We didn't really have any issues getting, our calls in. I thought our guys were lined up in time. I thought the first three quarters, our defense was outstanding.
Do you feel like you've built something there, or in the process of building something defensively? I mean, that's two good offenses the last 2 weeks that you've handled pretty well.
Yeah, I think we're getting better each and every week on defense. I think, defensively, you're just seeing, a unit that's playing faster. The personnel groups that we're getting in and out of, I think it's happening seamlessly. You're getting used to playing together in the combinations that we've kind of set for the second half. So, with that, our playmakers are making plays. So we got a lot of playmakers on defense.
Chip Kelly just said Aaron Rodgers is playing as well as anyone, and he's as good as he gets. Do you agree?
Oh, I agree with him. I mean, I need to figure out new ways to compliment Aaron, frankly. I mean, he's playing an extremely high level game plan. We wanted to be aggressive, based on their defense and how they play. It's a defensive front that's a very strong front, aggressive schematically. You saw that today. They stay base versus our three wide receiver sets. So they tried different things, and with that, we put the ball in Aaron's hand, and obviously he had a big day.
How would you explain how efficient and both the combination of efficiency and explosiveness of your offense is right now?
Well, I think we've been in this system now for a few years, and you got a lot of players on the same page. They've done a great job with the younger players and incorporating them. So we're in a pretty good rhythm.
Mike, you're obviously where you guys are flawless at home so far this season. Is there anything specific that you could pinpoint that makes you guys so efficient at home and unbeaten to this point? I mean, it's Lambeau Field, but what makes it so?
Well, I mean, the formula to get to the playoffs is always win your home games and try to play 500 or better on the road. So we have a great home field advantage. Probably the best in football, and it's a special place to play. And obviously, we enjoy playing here. I mean, this is our element. This is where we live. This is where we train. So we're obviously comfortable, and the crowd was great today. And I think that's all part of it.
Speaking of home, I mean, there was a time here where the Packers like never lost at home. Has that been a point of emphasis to get to that, that brink of dominance again, where Lambeau feels a really truly feared place for people to come to?
Well, respectfully, I don't think Lambeau will ever be feared. I mean, I think people enjoy coming here, players, fans, coaches. I can't tell you time and time again when you have conversations in pregame, they're different when you stand on other fields. I mean, this is a unique, this is a special place. So. But yes, you have to be dominant home. I mean, it's to be successful in this league, you have to win your home games. I mean, that has been proven over time.
Is it truly looking at the standings?
Excuse me?
Is it truly looking at the playoff standings?
Yes, I think it is. A lot of football left.
Mike, with Micah Hyde, punt return, was that one of those things where he came up, took a chance? Was it one of those no, yes, yes, yes kind of things?
To be honest with you, just going back to the Tuesday game plan meetings, we just felt, you know, Micah, you know, his particular style versus their unit and what we had called is what we talked about all week. So he did a great job of catching it and getting north and south and finishing it. So great return, and you know, I haven't seen a video of it, so I can't sit here and comment on the, you know, particulars of the blocking. But you know, Micah's straight ahead style we felt was a good, you know, it was a good way to go today.
Mike, would you feel comfortable going into the playoffs the way you are right now, the way you're playing football?
We got more growth in us. You know, I like the way we're winning. Yeah, I mean, you know, I like the margin of victory. I mean, that feels good. I mean, that's obvious. But you know, we definitely need good areas we can improve on.
Was Jordy okay? I mean, he looked like he came up a little slow a couple times, maybe grabbing his hamstring.
Jordy's fine. I wasn't told anything about him. Jordy Nelson.
Last one.
Had a few things going on with the protection unit, obviously correctable. So, you know, the eight-man pressure there at the end, block punt, I mean, you don't want to see that. I mean, that's, you know, they stressed the B-gap. I've only seen the pictures of it, so I can't give you a clean, you know, exactly what happened. So, when you have a decisive lead like that, you want to finish the game off, no doubt. But these are things we can all learn from.